Hello and welcome to Critics Play Games, a podcast where film critics talk shop about video games. I'm one of your hosts, Christian, joined by my other two hosts here. We have YouTubers Leo from Geekly Goods and Zach Pope from his YouTube channel. It's in the name. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the latest and greatest PlayStation showcase that happened this past Thursday. And before we begin today's show, you can listen to our podcast on platforms around the internet. And you can also find us here on YouTube. And you can also find us over on Twitter at Critics Play Pod. How are you guys doing today, man? It's a late night. How's everyone been?
Good. Man, good. I'm excited to do this, man. We're talking about the best and worst of the PlayStation Showcase, which blew my expectations. I thought this was going to be cool. We'll see God of War, Horizon. No, we got more than that, man.
Way more. Because I came in out the gate and I was like, okay, it's going to end with God of War.
Yeah.
Don't even know what else is going to happen. Fine, whatever. Man, oh man, they kept the energy going throughout this. There are a couple little stumbles in energy, but okay. Man, when they picked it back up, when Spider-Man and Insomniac had their few Wolverine, it was just nonstop amazing announcement one after another. But yeah, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, y'all. We'll dive into it a little.
No, it's all right. Yes. So, I mean, Leo's, I believe I was out of town at the time, so I didn't get to watch the showcase until after, which is totally fine. I kind of planned it around, you know, after a long day of being in, you know, Vegas. I kind of just woke up the next day and I was like, I'm just going to watch it. So I kind of watched it from start to finish and I was like, okay. Like, I knew what was already obviously announced, but seeing the trailers is cool. Definitely a few surprises in there. Not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed I didn't see something. I didn't see any Last of Us remake in there. That's the number one thing I was hoping.
We know it's coming.
It is,
and we know there's a multiplayer mode too they're developing.
Yeah,
so I mean, like,
that goes to me.
Yeah, so they're bringing it back. So who knows where that's coming? I'm going to be honest though; it's rumored they're doing one more big PlayStation thing this year. It's a State of Play for December. That one will probably be Horizon, but I won't be surprised if we do end up seeing Last of Us there. But also Game Awards. Game Awards always has some pretty big announcements, at least one or two.
Oh yeah.
So that's another one that, you know, it's something that I think for this one, what this big showcase was supposed to be. Look what's coming the next 2-3 years. We're going to show you some stuff coming next year, some stuff 2023, and probably some stuff in 2024. Because let's be honest, that Wolverine game ain't coming out till like 2024, 2025 at the latest. But still, I think this is great. I mean, I'm going over like kind of just like real fast, like what was in there. Almost everything in there was awesome, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys, even the smaller stuff. I guess to kind of kick it off, what was the big, like, what was your impressions of it overall? Like, were you guys impressed with this? Were you let down by anything? Was there anything you wanted to see besides the Last of Us thing, like you mentioned? Mm. For me, I was surprised there was no Horizon. I was surprised there was zero Horizon Forbidden West. And Final Fantasy 16. Where the hell is that game?
We know Square Enix, though. They pull this bullshit all the time where they might drop a little clip here and there. And
they said it was coming out this year. And nothing. They didn't even announce that it was delayed. It's just...
Watch them hit with a delay the week right before it's supposed to come out. They'll be like, oh, well, you guys know you've seen all the game delays with them big, long posts. Like, bro, can you TLDR at the end of that? I do not want to read that long letter. But I got to say, guys, I was very impressed. Like I said a little earlier, kind of dipped in energy in the middle when they showed that, like, children's game. I was like, okay, what the fuck?
Oh, the one of them petting the crab?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm not down for this. But kind of after that, once it shot back up with Insomniac, yo, man, that's Spider-Man.
Dude. When I saw that kids game, I thought instantly of Free Guy. I'm not trying to get in the spoilers if people haven't seen Free Guy yet. But if you've seen Free Guy, that there's another video game in there that kind of reminded me of what this game is. I was just like, okay, that's what we're doing. But I'm right there with you, Leo. I went into this thinking, oh, we're going to see like God of War. Maybe we'll see Spider-Man. But you know, we're going to get like more stuff on just these things. It's 40 minutes. It can't be packing that long. Holy shit. There's Knights of the Old Republic remake.
Right.
That
was the first thing, right? That was the first
thing. That besides, you know, Insomniac says, which we'll get to in a bit. Like, I was like, oh, we're doing this. Like,
yeah. And it's developed by Aspyr, which people don't know. They've done a lot of the ports, but this is a ground up remake. That's
Dream Control. It's a PlayStation Timed exclusive.
Yeah.
Which how the hell I they don't know how off. I feel about that. Like, I'm okay with very that. Shocked. I'm okay. I was just shocked that.
You know what I'm worried about, popular. Though? I will be honest.
PlayStation, I don't give a shit.
I don't think it's going to have a physical release. I'm going to say this right now. I don't think it
gets stop.
I think it only goes digital.
You know what? When it comes to games nowadays, I'm kind of okay with that.
I'm not. Anymore. And it fucking makes me mad that I have to pre-order for movies, Diablo 2.
TV shows, absolutely. For games...
I want the disc, my man. Yeah.
I got burned on a Scott Pilgrim, they brought it back. But like, ever since I got burned, that I bought Scott Pilgrim and I couldn't re-download it because they got a copyright thing. It was the stupidest thing in the world.
Wow. There's something about opening a game case and taking the disc out.
I know. So fresh. Like literally, a lot of my games are. Like a lot of them are. I would say right now it's maybe like 60-40 with my.
Damn, dude!
See, I'm like because 20. I have a lot of games on my Xbox that I've had for like years. I just attached my account, and it's like I'm more the person where, when it comes to games, it's like, well, if it's cheaper on a disc, I'll buy it. If it's cheaper digitally, I'm gonna buy it. That's just how I am with it.
For me, it also just depends because disc, there's less memory. That's also the other thing. It's less things that download on there. So that's why I always go disc. The only thing that sucks now is in the pandemic, none of these stores do like midnight releases anymore. So it pisses me off.
I've been in years.
Dude, I used to go to them every fucking time, pick up my game. So now, like Last of Us Part 2, they weren't doing that. And I'm like, God damn it. Well, I want to play this at midnight, but I have the special edition pre-ordered. So what did I do? I fucking bought a digital edition.
Yeah, exactly. You buy digitally. You can have your own little midnight release party there.
Yeah, so I bought that and the physical. So did I buy the game twice? Yeah, I did.
See, you, Christian, a midnight release party for that digital download. Don't y'all remember like when GameStop, do they still do midnight release parties?
They don't because of the pandemic. Because of the pandemic. They told me, I asked them last time about it though, and they said they're waiting for the gaming developers to actually tell them it's okay. Because it's the gaming studios that are like, no. Like, I'm sure I could walk into a Walmart at midnight and fucking ask them, hey, I wanna buy this game.
I'll never go to Walmart for tech ever again.
I sent him because he went to go get Deathloop and they didn't have it. Where like my Walmart was stocked, fuck is full of them. So I got mine.
If it's not out on the floor, you know, we just don't have it. I'm like, this is a new release. Can you go check in the back? Oh, nothing's in the back.
They're liars. They're fucking liars.
Because I think there were two other kids there looking for it too, and she kind of said the same thing, but I wasn't sure.
So but then, yeah. So funny story, when I graduated high school, I think, I don't remember which, I think it was The Witcher or one of the new Mortal Kombats, but I really wanted the game. My friend was hyping it up. We just graduated. It's like fucking midnight. We're drunk. We're fucking high. I'm like, okay. We're going to go get this game. We're going to go to Walmart and we're going to buy this game. It's fucking midnight. I walk up there. No one's helping me. I asked five people. No one's helping me. I literally fucking see it. So what did I do? I fucking pushed in on the glass because it was plexi and it fucking broke. This is how cheap that plexi was. It fucking broke. I pulled both games out, walked up to the front. I said no one was helping me, so I grabbed myself. My friend went behind the counter to grab the keys. And some guy was like, you can't do that. And we're like, we want the game. We just want fucking two games, man. Why wouldn't
they help you, though? Were they just being assholes? Or
no, they're like, we have to go get the tech person. I'm like,
no, your ass don't. You got the key.
Walmart does not have tech people. They just throw people back into the tech department.
Dude, imagine when I went there. I went to like seven of them trying to get a PS5 in person for my friend. And each time, we don't have it. And then I walked away, went back, and I'm like, saw a guy walking off with one. I'm like, fuck you.
Wow, that's crazy.
Fucking terrible people. Walmart is fucking ass.
It is pretty useless. So just to get back on track, I will give my... And like my impressions of the showcase, I really did enjoy it. Like pretty much everything here, I was genuinely interested in some way, shape, or form. Especially Project Eve.
Yeah, I was about to mention that. Yeah,
yeah, and Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
So I was gonna say, for Spoken, Square Enix, right?
Yeah.
Is this the game that was untitled when the PS5 was announced?
I think so.
It looks like it from what I've seen. It's crazy though. Spring 2022. A lot of these games are coming out in spring.
This is insane. Next year's going to be crazy for games.
We're talking Project Eve or?
Yeah, Project Eve and Forspoken. Which both look great. That tiny Tina was like, which looks fire. I just got done playing. Yeah, that's fine with me though. As long as it's a full game. I mean, if the reviews come out and they're like, "Hey, it's more of an add-on," I'm not going to get it first day.
It looks like it's a $40 game, but then again, we haven't seen too much of it.
Because, like, I mean, Borderlands 3. I mean, I have it, and I'm still fucking playing it. And this has been like 3 years. Yeah. So, but Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I will say the one thing I'm a little bit disappointed about this one, because we finally started seeing gameplay. I hate that it's guns. I actually wish it was swords and shit.
Mm.
There's just part of me that kind of, I mean, I understand why they're doing it, but I just really wanted to do something a little bit different with this world and play around with it. It just seems like, hey, it's Borderlands 3 big expansion. You know what I mean? Yeah. But again, that might be what I'm seeing now. But when the reviews come out, you know, if I read enough reviews and they're like, hey, no, this is a full game, full story, full everything like that. It's just, I hope they're not just playing on like, oh, the fantasy take of it. Because the best aspect of that DLC was the emotion behind why Tiny Tina was doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. But honestly, like out of these other ones you were talking about, Forspoken looks insanely incredible, and I cannot wait for that. Project Eve looks cool, but it could also go one way or another. Like, this could be one of the coolest hack and slashes ever, or it could just be another generic one that comes out and it's okay, this is really gorgeous, but I'm never gonna play it again.
It's been a while since we played a hack and slash game, or since
I'm just so excited for Ella Balinska to provide her voice for this amazing Forspoken game.
Oh, I forgot she's doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks so good.
And I mean, out of the other smaller things that kind of pop out, we got another look at Ghostwire Tokyo. Really looking forward to this one. Interested in it. Still need to see more. Alan Wake remake. I know me and Christian are excited. Have you ever played it, Leo?
But it looked boring, man. It looks smooth. I don't know if I'm gonna be playing it for Spooktober.
Leo, can I tell you right now? You would love it. You would love the Alan Wake.
Guys, that looks so boring. I don't know.
I'll be honest, that trailer was fucking terrible. The trailer was more like a reintroduction. But the reason that they did that trailer was because there's a lot of twists and turns in the story, and that trailer doesn't show anything. So if you can, it's only 40, but what, 40, 30 bucks, right?
30 bucks.
Yeah.
Once it drops to 20, fellas, I'm on it.
All right. Fair enough. They also did a Deathloop launch trailer. Deathloop is now out. I'll have a review of it once I beat it, probably in a couple weeks. Maybe even sooner if I just do a first impressions thing. I'm trying to convince fucking Christian to buy it.
Thoughts?
I'm loving it. So far, I mean, nothing's going to beat Ratchet & Clank as the best PS5 game right now. But Deathloop's right under there. Like, right under there. I do not like Dishonored. I think Dishonored 1 and 2 are very overrated. I already think this is their best game. Arkane's best game. Sorry, Christian.
It's okay.
I wish I could. And then the other big thing they showed was another Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. This game is getting me hyped. I am absolutely sold on this game.
There's so many things coming out. I want to buy Deathloop, but I'm going to try if I can finesse and get that as a Christmas.
Guardians is October, right?
Yeah, October 26th. Which I'm excited. Again, I have it pre-ordered. Thank you for holding this game off, announcing it, and saying, coming out this year. I love it.
They really had to like show us so much stuff when they announced it during E3.
And it looks great.
It was like their first.
Though, we're only playing as Star-Lord.
I know. That's the one caveat I'm kind of like, man.
It reminds me of Mass Effect a little bit.
And that's my thing. Let me play the story. If the story tells for it, that's fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll be honest. Because you never know. They might be like, hey, here's a free DLC where you can do co-op. Like these co-op missions with, I don't know, you can play as Rocket, Drax, Screw. I don't know. But let's see how it is. I just hope the game is truly diving into that RPG thing more than it's seeming to be. I hope it's not surface level. That's my only thing. But I'm very excited for this. And I think the only other thing that kind of, I don't really care about Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction. That just looks fucking terrible. I don't know.
Yeah, Rainbow Six
looks a bit rough.
I love Siege, but not Extraction looks terrible. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Turismo, who cares?
Anyone getting Grand Theft Auto 5 to upgrade?
No. I mean, we got our PS5s during that window period, didn't we?
Oh, did we get an upgrade?
Was it the upgrade? I thought we got something for free for Grand Theft Auto.
I think 5. The online is free. I think the online version is free.
Weak. That's so weak.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not. So it says right here, it was also announced that the standalone version of GTA Online will be available for all PS5 players with PlayStation Plus for the first 3 months.
I don't care about that. Next.
Next. I think the next big thing is Uncharted 4, A Thief's Legacy. And Lost Legacy, or Thief's End and Lost Legacy are getting remastered with PS5 and PC.
Yeah, they're coming to PC.
Why didn't they do all the Uncharted games?
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Like, because you're lost through, like, yeah. 1 through 3 are not here at all. Yeah. It's like, you're literally giving us the tail end of the story.
I don't know if I'm going to buy this upgrade. I
already have it on PS4.
I have it on PS4. They upped it already to 60 frames. How much better can the graphics really get?
Okay, if it's just GTA 6, for Christ's sake. Like, can we just get the next GTA 5 or just don't even announce? Give us another Red Dead, whatever you have to do.
I'm surprised they didn't announce that trilogy that's heavily rumored, Vice City 3 and San Andreas.
Oh, yeah.
It's in development. I mean, this thing is not, it's not like a, it's fake rumor. This is like, it's out there. It's just, when do they announce it?
Yeah, because usually when they do like a remastered trilogy of something, 9 times out of 10, it usually means a new game is like either in development or like has already been announced.
And I think the rumor right now is 6, whatever they're doing with 6 is supposed to be Vice City.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I don't know.
Who fucking knows?
I'm just going to wait.
We'll never get the game. I'll be honest. We won't get that game for years.
No. Yeah,
so
not at all.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know, fucking know, man.
KOTOR, man. I keep going back. It's
let's talk about KOTOR. So Leo, you've never played it, right? You've never played Knights of the Old Republic.
You've never
played
it. No, I have.
Oh, you have?
I've definitely played KOTOR. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know all did the band both? And KOTOR? The backstory and all them? That.
Huh? Or just play two? Did you play both?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Knights of the Republic 1 and 2, baby.
I gotta say. Wonder if they'll do 2. Like, you got to think they'll do 2. They'll have the assets for 1, so just fucking make 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is gonna sell definitely crazy. Well,
I mean, I'm gonna buy it on my PlayStation 5, but I just really find it odd that it's not just a, you know, right out of the gate for everyone. Like,
but they didn't say how long it is. Did they say it's a year exclusive? Because it could be a couple months.
Nowadays, you never know, because when it comes to these times of exclusivity for Deathloop, Xbox isn't seeing that until 2022.
Well, it's the same thing. Remember Tomb Raider? They said the same thing for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, it was like
Xbox
a year.
Got it, and it was a year. That's why it bugged me, because I had to buy it for my Xbox, and I had the other two on the PlayStation.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy KOTOR from PS5. I'm going to play it. I'm going to beat it. And then what comes out, on Xbox, sell it from a PlayStation 5, rebuy from an Xbox.
You know, it's probably going to be on Game Pass, though. I won't be
probably. Shocked if it goes on Game Pass. You know what? Even better.
Most of the Star Wars games are on Game Pass anyway.
Usually. So. Yeah, it's just weird because timed exclusivity can mean like a month, 3 months, a year. We don't know. They haven't even told us.
I got to be honest, though. I wonder if Sony has Aspyre. I wonder if they're buying Aspyre, though.
It's a brilliant marketing
because if you think about it,
the first year, that's like majority of your sales.
The other on ports that they've done all have been timed exclusives on the PS4 or PS4, PS5, whatever, except some go to the Switch as well. But I mean, that's the fucking Switch. The Switch isn't in the competition of this. Nintendo's in its own market, making its own fucking money.
Man, they just got Bluetooth capabilities for devices.
Ooh, that's archaic, bruh.
This is why I keep telling you, Leo, Nintendo is always like an entire century behind when it comes to technology. Four years the Switch has been out, and we're just now getting Bluetooth capabilities for wireless devices.
Well, it's okay. They don't have to be. Nah, man, look, it's a handheld and a console. What more can you ask for?
Yeah.
I want my Bluetooth capability.
Day Christian, one. That's shut what the I fuck want. Up. You don't even have a Switch. You don't even have a fucking Switch.
I had a Switch.
And did you ever think about using your headphones?
Yes. It would have helped me out a lot.
Come on. I have never in a million years.
My second year.
No, I've never in my entire life.
Come on, Nintendo. Thought, I'm gonna I use love a fucking you, iPhone. Get with the times. This ain't the 90s anymore.
Christian.
I'm just saying, bro.
You know what? I'm going to put on, after this episode goes up, I'm going to do a poll, and it's going to say Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft. Who's your favorite of all time? All consoles.
They'll probably say Nintendo. There's a lot of Nintendo ninjas out there.
Yeah. Leo, is Nintendo your favorite of all time?
Just like company, game company, console, such and
such.
Yeah. I don't think I really have a favorite. Like, I don't really play favorites when it comes to video games. I like them all. But I guess if I had to choose, like, with the console wars now, absolutely. Because guess what? You can walk into a store and buy one. Can't do that.
That's true. Hey, they are readily available. I mean, I go into every store and there's always a Switch and stuff like
always
that.
Always a Switch available.
I did see a Series S the other day at GameStop.
Dude, I've been to Costco. They have tons of Series S's. But I've gone into a GameStop once and seen a PS5 that someone was buying. Like, I saw them handing it over, because they do get used ones. People are fucking trading them in. They trade them in. But the thing is what I was talking to the person that said, when they get them in, they have to send them back, make sure everything is fine, and then take it back. Because GameStop, I mean, if you trade a console, they only play it for fucking 30 minutes. I remember my dad's PS3 was like broken and it would only work for like 50 minutes. So we fucking took it in and GameStop played it for 15 minutes. So like, all right, it's good. They're like, what do you want? Oh, we just want another PS3, like the slim version.
That happened with one of my consoles as well. It only worked for a certain amount of time. So I had to time it and trade it into GameStop and they took it.
Yes. But you know what?
Anything else?
You know what my karma on that was? I bought a Series or a 1X like years later, and it fucking broke. First day playing it, fucking wouldn't even. It would fucking shut off after 10 minutes.
Man, oh man, that's crazy.
I was so fucking pissed. Yeah. Middle of the fucking game, boom, boom. So, but yeah, I mean, Knights of the Old Republic. I was literally in the office, had my phone right here, waiting for.
I
like,
almost crapped my pants, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I'm serious. I was like, the tales are true. Like,
so first I see Lucasfilm. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is this? Okay, you got my attention. Let's see what this is. Spire. Okay. And then, you know, you hear the monologue, stuff like that. And then I see the lightsaber ignite. I'm like, who is this character?
Is that Revan?
Fucking flashes. Revan, buddy.
What? Revan?
I scream.
It was awesome.
Will this be canon to Star Wars now?
I don't know, because Disney made everything Legend. Outside.
But they said everything now is canon. So
now this everything is
canon. They gotta make this canon at this point.
Like, they have to. Darth Revan and Darth Malak are like two of the most interesting.
It's so in the past that you could do it. I mean, that's the way I view it. It's so in the past of Star Wars that it doesn't connect to anything going on right now.
Yeah, and it's perfect. And that's what BioWare was going for. They had an opportunity during that time to either create something, you know, within the within the trilogy, or you know, within the main timeline or something prior to Phantom Menace, and they chose prior to Phantom Menace because there's way more creative freedom. And it's like, boom, there you go.
Which, that's
like,
cool. So, do you think they'll change anything, or you think they're going to keep the story the exact same?
Please keep it the exact same.
The story has to be... See, I don't want them to go the Final Fantasy VII remake route. Like, it has to be the exact same. Like, this is a game...
FF7 remake.
Nothing.
It's just that, like, with this game, like, it's Star Wars, dude. Like,
yeah, I hear it. If they change anything...
Like, I like the Final Fantasy VII remake changes, but, like, if you change anything in Star Wars, you'll never hear the end of it.
Nope. And you know what? The problem with FF7 remake is they took chunks of the game and like expanded it. Man, you do that and then say, hey, guess what? Part 2 of the first game is coming out later next year.
I'm still mad at Square Enix for that.
Square Enix didn't even give us a real... If they would have given us, hey, this year, this year, this year.
They had no roadmap. Yeah. They literally had no roadmap for anything else.
It's because they were making the remake and they're like, oh, well, we could just sell this as like one thing. It's that big.
I like how they're expanding it because they're able to tell more that they weren't able to do on the original. So do you think
by the very end of all this, they'll have one disc that's like Final Fantasy VII Complete Edition?
Oh, absolutely.
This everything is on one disc.
But how much is that going to be, man?
Look, it's going to be $60 by then. Or $70, sorry. That's
I don't know, dude. They're out here. 70.
I don't know, fam. A... so they're going to hit us with an $85 for all of them. I'm not bad.
Dude, you saw what they tried to pull with Horizon Zero Forbidden West.
Yeah, which now it's a $10 you have to upgrade. Well, not Horizon, but anything going forward.
$80. If you own it on PlayStation 4, you have to chunk out $80 for an investment.
It still baffles me that the special edition is a digital edition and it comes with a steelbook. What the
fuck? Yeah, they're doing that nowadays, especially with like the super collectors. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, that kind of is a
purpose. But you know that also pisses me off though? Is so like, okay, so I get a digital code. Why the fuck won't you just send me the digital code so I can play the game and then I can get my thing when it comes in?
You know, it doesn't make sense that they're giving you a steelbook if the game is digital, because it's like, I mean, if they're saying, oh, it's to save, if they say it's to save money on creating a disc, why did you bother creating the steelbook because I can't put anything in it. Yeah. I'm not gonna put Horizon Forbidden West.
That's such bullshit.
Horizon 2 disc. Yeah. No, like, it's so dumb. But I am really glad that Sony reverted on that. But it was a step in the right direction.
Who in the fuck made the choice that, hey, we're gonna, it's like someone came in that was new, didn't know what the fuck was going on. They're like, no, man, this is Sony, what we're gonna do.
That. So they're like, yeah, this is because they thought they could get away with it. Because they thought they can get away with it.
They thought fans would forget, but yeah. Hey.
Everyone's like, look at this blog post you put here. Yeah. But now, like, they took a step in the right direction with that because...
And honestly, $10 is not bad. So, like, I mean, if you're going from a PS4 to God of War,
for me, it should be free.
Like, so, my question is, so is the God of War version...
You shouldn't have to pay.
Is the God of War version going to be $70? PS5.
For PS5? Oh, absolutely. Gosh. But you see, and I know we're getting a little bit off track here, but I saw someone tweet, they're like, okay, so if it's free to do the upgrade for Forbidden West from PS4 to PS5, wouldn't PS5 people just buy the PS4 version for $10 less?
So yeah, so is Forbidden West. Forbidden West got to be $60 then. It's got to be $60. You have to do it for $60.
Oh, so I can buy I can buy this for $60?
Yeah, but, so because it's a free upgrade. Yeah, so you can buy the PS4 version.
I have
an idea. Unlock the digital version of Horizon. But you have to
keep
hop in the PS4. Yeah, you have to keep
it. Okay, so here's my theory. Forbidden West for the PS4 will be $70.
Oh no.
I'm telling you
I think the price is the same.
People will game the system. They'll game the system. They'll buy the PS4 version and the PS5.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy the PS5 version. Because like when I did for Ghost of Tsushima for the director's cut, I got some weird things going on. Like all my saves and transfers.
The best game that did like, the remaster, and I know everyone shits on the game, is the Avengers game. That fucking upgrade was easy as shit, dude. I put the disc in, hit upgrade, did the whole thing, went into my PS5 version, and it asked, do you want to sync your PS4 save data from Avengers? Oh, yes.
That's
saved
nice.
It, moved That's over, really gave me all the achievements that I already had, moved all my characters over. It was so seamless. Fucking,
all should be, though.
Borderlands
all
3
should be that simple.
Was a joke. I did that, and every time I have the disc it tries to download the PS4 version, the Borderlands 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they had a big update today.
Yeah, which I did, and I'm pissed.
Make sure to do that before you do the SSD expansion,
tried buying an SSD, and they're all fucking sold out now. All the good ones. All sold out yesterday.
Here we go again.
So, okay, there's a long process to install that SSD, though, isn't there?
No, it's not long process.
It takes like 10 minutes.
It's just for standard console users.
What was you complaining about then, Christian? You all complaining.
No. I'm not talking about the installation. I'm just saying make sure you have the most up-to-date software before you do that, or else you can like run the risk of your PlayStation being bricked and shit.
But they did say that as long as the SSD you buy to put in,
make sure you have a heatsink as well.
yeah, fits inside whatever their perimeters that they put out, your warranty is not voided. So you can still send it.
Which
out.
Is
so
nice, cool. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really worried about that, honestly. Yeah.
So once I see a good price for an SSD that has a heat sink, I'm gonna just gonna buy it and just do it. I'm gonna do that. But I'm not doing a 1 terabyte. I'm going for 2. I'm going for a fucking 2 terabyte.
I'm waiting for Xbox to do the 2 terabyte for their expansion.
Yeah, go as big as you can.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather fork out the extra 100 than have to eventually. Anyway, yeah, exactly. So Knights of the Old Republic, we all love, correct?
Yeah. So let's talk back on track. Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah, no, it's so
favorite. I got to say, the showcase kind of dipped in energy when Rainbow Six started. Because I'll be honest, Alan Wake... GTA 5.
I'm telling you, dude, you're going to love Alan Wake. Please, please, please. $30, Leo. You are going to love it.
$30 off.
If you don't, Christian has to pay you back.
Okay.
Oh, I don't
know. I'm down for that.
No,
I got Venmo, Cash App, and all of it, buddy.
Listen, bro, I just came back from Vegas. I limited on it.
Did you gamble?
I only gambled a little bit. Like,
did you win?
No, once or twice, but nothing too big. Nothing big. Nothing.
Did it pay for your trip?
Hell no.
I've never gambled in my life. Because I know I'll fucking lose it.
Oh no, it's fun when you first, you're like, you know, like I'm gonna do this, and then you do it, your money's gone in 30 seconds.
Dude, this kid I went to college with. So it was like spring break or whatever, and he goes to Vegas because he turned 21. Motherfucker hits a fucking slot machine and wins $500,000 on the news, everything.
Algorithm, dude, y'all.
Comes back to school and tells my teacher he's dropping out. Drops out, and then I like sometimes will randomly go to his Instagram just to see what he's doing. Dude,
invest that money.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly. He still has all of it, man. Like he fucking ran with that shit.
You gotta be smart with it.
I was like,
see, if you look out like that, that's life changing money. Like that,
it is. Even if you have to pay taxes,
I'm a C-list celebrity.
No. Exactly. He probably made a cameo account.
He's charging people $30 a cameo now.
Yeah,
he's got a bunch of autographs in the back of his truck.
He likes fucking people on Shark Tank and shit. yeah, they do cameos now.
For you guys, what was your favorite reveal though? Like, what was the thing that you
Wolverine? Yeah, because I just didn't see it coming. Like, I knew God of War was coming. I figured something Spider-Man 2 had to be coming up, but like Wolverine was a complete surprise. Had no idea that game would be coming up. And somebody on the timeline, I think it was Blu-ray Angel, he suggested Steve Blum.
I love that.
I'm like, ooh, bro.
For me. If you want to get...
We knew God of War was going to be there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, knew that.
And that's the thing is, like, my favorite reveal...
Spider-Man 2, though. I was like...
Yeah. So here's my thing. It's tough. I have two things. My favorite reveal and the most surprising reveal. My favorite reveal is still God of War. Because I loved seeing the gameplay, the story they announced. This is the finale for the Norse mythology.
Which is kind of sad. It's only two games.
I started reading. It seems like they originally had two, but they just combined them both to fucking together because it's just that big of a game.
I'm kind of happy though. Like, I do want to see Sony Santa Monica tackle something else because it's
that's what Corey Balrog's doing. He's making something else right
because
now.
The last like non God of War game they made was like Journey on like the PlayStation 3.
But and that's what I'm saying. That's what's exciting is to see is that Balrog's doing something else while they're making this. But also, what makes me excited is that they said that this isn't the end of God of War. This is the end of the Norse mythology. So they're definitely going to do what Balrog's initial plan was. Okay. Do the original God of War, the Norse mythology, and then Egyptian. Which that's
Egyptian's going to be nice.
Which, can I say, Kratos dies in this. I guarantee Kratos
probably
dies in this one.
Oh, yeah.
But the question I want to ask, and I think I posted it in our Twitter group chat. Kratos is wielding Mjolnir, right?
Oh, he's wielding Mjolnir. Man. He is going to kill Thor.
Let's be honest. He's killing Thor with the hammer, right? He's killing Thor with the hammer, right?
He has to. Like, need like OG Kratos rage. Like, we kind of saw it in God of War 2018. Like, which between that and Last of Us Part 2, I still go back and forth.
Those games, I mean, God of War.
Like, they are the pinnacle of PlayStation 4, Last of Us Part 2, and God of War. like the pinnacle.
Dude, God, just so when, good. When he gets the fucking Blades of Chaos again. Oh my God, pulls it out.
Bottom of the house. I was like, let's go.
Because I was sitting there. Dude, I beat that game in like 2 days. I was so into it.
I wanted to take it all in.
I don't blame you, bro. It took me a while, but shit.
I mean, I purposely took a while.
This is what sucks when I get into stories like that, is I don't do fucking anything else. I just play the fucking story because I just want to see where it goes.
Yeah.
And then I go back through like a second time right after to clear out the rest. Like I did that with Last of Us Part 2. Went just for the story, and then I went back through and cleared everything else out. But yeah. I mean, my favorite reveal is God of War. It's my most anticipated game right now. I am fucking out of my mind excited for this game. Like, if you told me, Zach, you can play one game for the next 2 years, it's God of War. It's
honestly
God of War.
Yeah, and there's enough stuff even for God of War 2018. Yeah. They're like, oh, is there any DLC? They're like, no, everything we wanted to put in the game is here,
which that's what's gonna happen here. But my favorite reveal, it's Wolverine. My biggest surprise reveal, it's Wolverine. Wolverine. Because there was rumors that there was going to be a new Marvel game showing up. No one knew which developer. No one knew anything.
What surprised me was that it was Insomniac.
Me too.
Yeah. That was the surprise. Mm-hmm. I was like...
So, but they get that. They have that Sony money now. So their studio is probably way bigger now. You know what
they
I mean?
They are really carrying PlayStation 5, much like Naughty Dog did with the PlayStation 3.
PS3, I would
like,
say.
Because it was just not... It was Uncharted 1, 2, 3, Last of Us on PlayStation 3.
Naughty Dog was all over PS3.
Well, like, so, Insomniac now, and this is just the beginning.
But that's my thing, though. We still don't know what Naughty Dog's doing. We don't know what Sucker Punch is doing. All these other studios are making stuff. And the thing is all these studios have grown so much to the point where they have all that Sony money now that they're all developing separate things now, as well as what they're doing. Plus, and they have all these.
Did Blue Point Games get?
It's not announced, but it's been fucking rumored that they have
forever.
So
they
that's
bought.
My thing.
Go ahead.
But they have like Blue Point coming in, who I'm assuming Blue Point will do a lot of the sequels or remasters, like the next
that
Uncharted.
Would be smart.
I'll tell you right now, the next Uncharted will not be Naughty Dog. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bend, who did Days Gone and whatnot, is doing that.
Oh, yeah. They're rumored to be making The Last of Us remake.
Yeah.
Days Gone was pretty disappointing, though.
Dude, I fucking love that. Did you beat it?
I think Zach's the only person I know who beat it.
Because I got bored, bro.
So, I won't defend how fucking boring it is in the beginning. I almost stopped playing, but I had nothing else to play for like a month. So that's all I would do is come home and play it. There came a point in the story where I was like, oh, it's ending. Like, this is actually getting pretty exciting. And the game still had 10 more hours. And at that middle point, the story progressed and I was fucking in. I was 100% in once you get there. Once you get to that point, I was completely into the story.
I don't doubt you because I hear so many other people saying the same thing.
Right.
And that's what pissed me off about the reviews.
I'm like,
pissed me off about the reviews, though, is that half those critics didn't beat the game. And I feel like that's very disappointing to see that happen because your job is to beat the game. You couldn't just push through to the story, you know? Mm. So that's my rant. I do think when it comes down to Naughty Dog, they're not going to do like Last of Us I think Last of Us is their baby, you know. So if they do a third part, it'll be them. But like when it comes down to Uncharted, they told their story; they're done. And
yeah, I'm a little Uncharted out. I'm not going to lie. To be completely honest, I was like,
I love Uncharted.
Like 4. That was nice.
Yeah.
Lost Legacy was good. I was just like, okay, like
it's time to wrap it up. And aren't they getting a remastered? And they announced it at the
for the latter half. For the latter half.
Yeah. So I mean, let's see. So I want to throw one also thing. Like we haven't talked about Spider-Man was an awesome reveal. A CGI trailer. Tony Todd voicing Venom. Kraven the Hunter, dude. So we got Kraven and Venom. So it looks, but this Venom is going to be Harry Osborn, right?
It looks like.
Yeah, it seems like it because he was in that tank at the end of Miles Morales.
But I'm going to say this. I guarantee Eddie Brock is in this game. Venom goes to Eddie by the end of the game. And I think we get a spin-off game when you play as Venom.
Ooh.
I think that's what they're going to do. Now, I want to ask you guys this.
I'm so excited.
Do we get the symbiote suit? Does Spider-Man get the symbiote?
We freaking better.
I don't know. I don't know. Because that's it looked the like one it was already...
suit that is missing that people
are gonna have. Okay, does it need to be the part of the story, or would y'all be okay
with it? Well, they said they won't do it unless it is. They said that's the reason they left it out. Is because
I don't know, fellas.
What if,
I don't know, man. Sony's out here making all these Spider-Man properties without Spider-Man in them, so I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, Venom, Morbius, Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven.
The Spider-Man villain verse, y'all. They might as well just retitle it to that. The Sony Spider-Man Venom verse.
Yeah. I mean, like, I do agree. Like, you have to have the symbiote suit in there only if it's part of the story. Like, I don't want to just get it just to get it. Like, I want it to be a part of the story. Like,
exactly.
But so if it's not,
you prepare for it to be an extra download. That's all I'm saying, man.
Honestly, probably. Yeah. I mean, like, it took them forever to add Andrew Garfield's suit.
We don't need that suit. So,
Looking like a Spalding
fucking
basketball.
Assholes to him. I
it's
like
not
that
him,
suit.
Man. They literally said, who's going to direct the next Spider-Man? Mark Webb, boom, you're hired. You know why?
That Amazing Spider-Man 1 suit is awful, y'all. I'm sorry. It looks like a freaking
beetle. I don't like either of them.
So do you guys hate that that's the suit they're using for No Way Home? Huh? If those leaked photos are true, I mean, that looks like the
suit. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's just not
that's the suit. Spider-Man suit. That's the suit.
I don't like the black eyes.
Bro. I love the suit. I am in the minority, man. I fucking love that
suit.
Wait,
you're talking about Tom Holland's new one?
No.
I'm talking about Amazing One.
Garfield's.
Garfield. Andrew Garfield. Especially that first one. Second one's good. The eyes are a little big on the second one, but I'm cool with that.
Takes up half his mask. First. What do you mean a little big?
Okay. You guys fucking suck.
Okay.
Okay, but so I think they're going to get the symbiote suit. I think that's how it's going to go. Part of me wants to say I don't. I deep down, I feel like they're going to kill Peter. And I really hope they don't. But I just think.
I feel like it's too soon for that.
Maybe. But he's been Spider-Man for how many years in this world? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
it's going to be an interesting thing for sure. So.
I mean, it's like you said, it's going to be hard. It was like, even when I played Miles Morales Spider-Man and I went back to playing Remastered, it was tough going back to Peter's fighting style versus Miles's.
Yeah, Miles's is so much better. Bro. Like, and you're just kind of like, I'm addicted to this.
He was a bit OP only because it is a shorter game, but like, I really did like his fight.
Do you guys think that they're going to switch you between? Do you think they're going to switch you between both of them? Or do you think
you can select? I hope you can just select.
I hope it's switching. I don't know where this whole co-op thing came from.
I'm cool with the co-op, though. Imagine if you could sign on and play with your homies.
I mean, like, it's cool. Like, I'm not knocking it. It's just that, like, I mean, when Insomniac did with Ratchet and Clank, I feel like they would go down that route again. Because I won't be surprised if they do. Yeah, nobody asked if Ratchet and Clank was co-op. I was like, why do people think I don't know. It was,
you know, why though? Ratchet and Clank had a gameplay when it was revealed, so we already
that
saw
is true. That's do. Right.
Spider-Man, there was no gameplay. I was a there CGI trailer, so I understand why. You know,
as long as I don't have to play Mary Jane PS4 anymore, I'm good.
God. So I'm excited. So I think everyone said their favorite reveals, right?
Well, I haven't. Well, so yeah, for my so tough. My favorite reveal. I mean, I knew God of War was going to be there. It would probably have to be Spider-Man 2. My most like surprising reveal, definitely Wolverine.
Yeah. When it showed the trailer, Christian, you already knew it was a Wolverine game, but like Leo, when you were watching, did you know it was Wolverine?
I saw it on the Twitter page.
I was watching this.
I was sitting there in Vegas.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I was the one that pulled the trigger on that Twitter post. I was like, this is definitely a Wolverine game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was watching this.
I mean, his back, the camera. I'm like, yeah, that flannel. Yeah. That's definitely Logan.
So I was watching and I'm like, Punisher? Like, I felt the Punisher first. But I guess it is revealed. It is going to be M-rated. It's a full-sized M-rated game.
Yeah.
Which
you mean Insomniac Daredevil?
Yeah.
That's all I
know. Oh my God. Or Moon Knight. Or Moon Knight, man. Fuck. Let them do whatever they want with the Marvel world now. Like, seriously,
give
let them.
Any character.
Yeah.
They are really
good. You know what? I would love to see a Doctor Strange. with them.
That would be, oh yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
So, sure. Or Black Panther, dude. Black fucking Panther. Oh my God. Shang-Chi? Shang-Chi, dude? Oh. I'm telling you right now.
Especially if that had like some beat-em-up modes. Oh, yeah. Shit.
So this is my thing. Do you think Wolverine ties into Spider-Man's world? Same world or no?
I don't know. So. It would be interesting, but then people will be like, oh, is this like the video game universe? I mean, it could work.
No. I'm not. But I don't think we see Peter. I don't think we see Peter or anything.
Not in the game, but I think there's maybe going to be a couple references dropped.
It would be kind of cool if they were connected.
Because we know the Avengers and Doctor Strange and Black Panther and Matt Murdock are in Spider-Man's world. Because if you, you know, swing around, you can find the buildings and stuff like that. So I'm going to throw a crazy theory out for Wolverine. I think Hulk's in it. I know that little Easter egg is a little thing, but I do think Hulk is in it. I think Hulk is in it. But they said this is a personal story for Logan. So could this be their version of Old Man Logan? He doesn't look old, but in a sense, could this be his journey? Where are the rest of the X-Men? You know what I mean? Are they all dead? Are they not?
I don't know. Yeah. It would be interesting if it was all connected. I could see it definitely being connected. I'm just trying to figure out, is that... That's like a really big test because people will be like, oh, you know, like what, like number one, what hero will be next? How would everything tie in? And it's like, I mean, Insomniac could do it, but I don't want them to just be the Marvel studio as like Sony Santa Monica is literally just the God of War studio. Like I love their games.
Would you want Sony to share like, so for instance, instead of Insomniac, would you mind if Santa Monica came out and said, hey, we want to do a Punisher game?
It would be great. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be pretty cool. Like something like that would be really, really nice.
So how do you feel though? I know you don't like exclusives. So how do you feel that this is?
Okay. When it comes to exclusives, it's a weird subject because like, I understand why they are a thing because they're literally there to showcase what the PlayStation or the Xbox, whatever console it may be.
It's the
selling point. And like, hey, like this is what we can do with this console. Like if we pour all of our resources into one console, like this is what we can show off. I understand it from that point. From another point, it does really, really suck when you have like, I mean, we're all here, you know, we're very fortunate to own multiple consoles. There's a lot of people out there
who can
barely afford one. And it's like, everyone's saying, oh, where's this console tribal mentality coming from? I'm like, it's the fans, but you can also blame the industry at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean,
Think about it now, look at Bethesda. I mean, all their games in the future now, exclusives. They will never go to a Sony console.
Right. And there are like what with like Insomniac and Sony or PlayStation, they have had a long history together, much like Bethesda and Microsoft, like with Elder Scrolls Morrowind and even moving farther back. So like there are some business acquisitions that just make sense. And like it's like, hey, you know, like exclusives are going to come from it, which like, I totally understand. It's like, hey, you know, if you want to play Starfield, if you want to play the next Elder Scrolls, the new Elder Scrolls game, you're either going to have to build yourself a PC, buy it on there, or play it on Xbox One, or you can play it on the cloud on your phone if you really want.
Yeah, but also, we don't know. I mean, we don't know the future. They might be like, because look at Minecraft. They don't fucking Minecraft, and it's still in
it. That is true. That is true. So it's like, I really don't know.
The one breaks my heart. I'm sorry to cut in, but that breaks my heart, man.
It does suck. Like, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying exclusives are bad, but it's like, I can, like, this is why tribalism in like video, like, I hate to go off on a rant, but like, that's just how tribalism in video games come to be because it's like, oh, well, you know, well, Sony has like Marvel Spider-Man and now they have Wolverine. Well, you know, like, what does Xbox have on their side? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, this is how people compare and trash, and this is how this tribalism thing.
Because both consoles are the same. Besides the layout and games, they're the same. The
performance is literally like toe to toe, like whatever. It's all about the exclusive games, really. when it comes down
to I still say Sony has, this is how it goes. Sony has the best single player exclusives. Microsoft has the best deal for gaming with Game Pass. That's it.
Absolutely. It's like Game Pass and being able to play on multiple different systems.
Like my cousin asked me, what console should I get? I said,
it depends.
So I told him, I was like, you don't really care for single player games. You just want the best deal. Get the fucking Xbox because you'll
they're
get
it. So like,
and I said, you have kids, so you have Game Pass. You can download kid games, like stuff like that. Whereas like my best friend, he does not play multiplayer games whatsoever. Mm. All he plays, he buys like maybe one or two games a year, doesn't play that many. I told him, get the PS5. You play single player. That's fucking all you do.
Yeah.
Just
that's like, the strong suit. That is, that's always been.
That's why I'm saying they need to bring back Resistance. I've been fucking howling it for years and years. That can be your first person shooter. You want to compete with Halo and stuff? That's what you got to do. I mean, Halo's competing with fucking Call of Duty. It's been out of the business for way too long now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there might be a Halo resurgence. We'll have to wait and see. But
Call of Duty is, I'm done with Call of Duty, man.
Dude, I've been done for Call of Duty
That franchise has seriously squeezed out every little inkling they can, man. Now they got Judge Dredd in the game. I'm like, come on, God.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I wanted to buy it.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
I'm over the Call of Duty games. I've been over them for like years, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is what it is, man.
Black Ops 2 was the last one I played.
Oh, Black Ops 2. That one was all right. It was, But it's.
I mean, I play them every year because that's just like what me and my friends play. Yeah. But like, you know what? Like, the last one was fucking shit. That's just the truth.
Yeah, it's just been crazy. But yeah, man, the whole exclusive, it's such a mixed bag because like, I get it, but like, it sucks at the same time. Like, I was like, I mean, not even for the fact, like with Knights of the Old Republic remake, I'm like, originally that was an Xbox exclusive. I'm not saying, oh yeah, it needed only be on Xbox. I expected it to be on both systems. I was not expecting for Sony to shell extra money for it to be timed exclusive.
But like I said, they might own Aspyre, or they might be in the middle of it of trying to grab them. So I want to ask you guys this and pose this as kind of like a final question. And you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment. If you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, please rate us, follow us, all sorts of things like that. What are we doing? We're doing these once a month and then having other content come out as well. Some fun things. So, you know, we're going to make Christian review the Bridge of Spirits game that no one else wants to play.
I've been looking forward to it, but I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to be honest.
It's not underneath my radar.
Boring, bro.
See, that's a game I think is boring, man. Like,
that looks boring.
Yeah. I look at it and I'm like,
the mythic. I was like,
it's a knockdown.
I'd rather watch Dear Evan Hansen 30 times before buying that game.
Amen.
Dear Evan Hansen was not that bad.
Keyword that bad.
That bad.
Like I would like
be honest. You like Ben Platt though, right?
I mean I liked his voice. I liked his performance. Him and Caitlin Dever.
I'm seeing it for Caitlin Dever. I'm seeing it for her. That's it. Sell me.
I ain't seeing it for neither of them. I'm like
Amy Adams is okay. Like
really, watch Leo watch it and be like best.
It is very funny. Like there are some very funny moments in there. Amy Adams, like she's all right in it, but.
I want to catch that Tammy Faye. That looked pretty
good. Oh, yeah. That was good. I saw that.
I didn't see it yet. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
But let's pose the question. This is what's great about the podcast, if you're listening. We get on off tangents. We have fun. That's all.
We talk about more movies than we do video games.
Hey, not this one.
I'm kidding.
But we're film critics who play games, and that's what this is all for. So, you know, you asked, do you think we'll get another showcase later this year? We'll get a smaller one, like State of Play.
But people are talking PlayStation Experience. They haven't done that.
But the state of the PS5 and what's going on to next year and beyond. I think next year is just going to be a big year for gaming. But I think the thing that we don't is there's stuff that has not been announced that is still probably coming out next year. It's also probably coming right in 2023. Because as of right now, we know one game that's coming in 2023, and that is Spider-Man. That's it. I imagine Wolverine is probably the year after that, if I'm being honest. I would imagine, because I imagine Insomniac, this is how fucking crazy they are. They're going to do one game a year. I guarantee it for the next
It might be. I mean, the acquisition, that was probably one of the best acquisitions in gaming history.
They've been on a roll, y'all. Yeah. Spider-Man, PS4, Miles Morales.
I just hope they don't. I hope, like, I don't know how big their studio is, to be honest. I know they've been growing it, but I hope that it's not just like Ratchet and Clank, Marvel. Ratchet and Clank, Marvel.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do that's something what I'm like Sunset Overdrive and stuff like that. But
that could be another thing.
Let's have the conversation. When the fuck are we getting Jak and Daxter again?
Never, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, I'm telling you, that game would fucking sell so good. That
it
game
would. I would buy it in a heartbeat. Like, absolutely. I love Jak and Daxter so same much.
But look how people good like Crash Bandicoot's fucking remaster did, the sequel, Spyro.
Crash all 4 did great. Was such a good game.
I still have not played it, but
it's a really good platformer. Like, very, very good.
Yeah, so I got a map. And then, like, they have all these franchises sitting on Infamous, Resistance, Jak and Daxter. I feel like I'm missing
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal, which that's rumored to have one in development.
Legend of Dragoon. Where is my Legend of Dragoon, people? Give me my Chrono Trigger. I know that's not PlayStation, but I just want
Chrono Trigger.
Give me Chrono Trigger. Man. I don't want Chrono Cross. I want Chrono Trigger.
Ooh, Chrono Trigger.
Bring me Motherbound, man. Why can't we get a new Motherbound movie? Or game. Fuck.
It's like, what do we get? Demon Souls.
Yeah. Man, and then Elden Ring next year. I mean, it's exciting, but the state of PlayStation 5, I think, is in good hands. You know,
I think so too. And we're coming up on the year mark, and we have so much stuff.
And honestly, like, if it wasn't for the pandemic, it's not a bad year for games. I mean, like, they had a niche game, Returnal. Should not have been $70, but still good.
Not at all.
Ratchet and Clank was phenomenal. Deathloop is fucking great. And then that's it. Do they even have another big exclusive this year? That's it.
Spirits, y'all. Let's
shut the fuck up.
Come on, man. That looks so boring. Exclusive. It looks like Fable 2 without all of the thrills of Fable 2.
I love Fable 2. Oh, God.
Look.
Fable 2.
Fable 2. That's how he's going to be during Dear Evan.
Spirits like, uh-oh. That just kindred my spirit. Made me go right on to sleep, y'all. Man.
Well, I was like, for $40 for that.
What's the one thing you hope to see at the next showcase, state of play, or whatever?
Horizon stuff. Final Fantasy 16. Like, if you give me Final Fantasy,
would you rather get Final Fantasy 16 or them come out with a roadmap of when the rest of the remake of
Seven is coming out?
Give me the roadmap. No, I take that back. Give me 16.
Yeah, because 16 looks so amazing, man.
I want that. I need a plan of action for this.
You Final know, Square Fantasy Enix don't remake. Plan things. They announced.
We saw how long it took Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that great.
Final Fantasy 15, Kingdom Hearts 3, and Final Fantasy 7.
Man, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Look how long it took for that crap.
How the fuck was Sephiroth not in that thing? How was Sephiroth?
I know, and Kingdom Hearts 3 was so easy. I beat it in like 2 days. Same. I'm like, oh, okay.
Dude, it was very easy. I gotta say, when the fuck is the next Kingdom Hearts game coming out? It's a giant studio. They left it open. They left the fucking
on Xbox now. The entire collection.
There's a lot of
Xbox
loose threads tied up, and I was like, "Why are we doing that, y'all? Like, why is everybody getting a happy ending?
Where the fuck
now?
Is Sora? Where the fuck is Sora?
Oh yeah, because this is the end of the Heartless trilogy.
Yes, yeah, so what the fuck are we doing now? The fucking the Mickey Mouse series? Like, I don't know, man.
I mean, might as well with the way three went. I was just like, dude,
hey Donald,
this is so
hey Donald, I'm working at Square Enix now. I'm gonna make my own game. It's gonna be the Mickey Mouse trilogy. We go to each princess's house.
I'm so tired of trilogies, y'all.
Say, why are you shitting on fucking God of War then for the Norse? Ending it.
I don't know. I'm very excited for God of War though. I saw Fat Thor. Yeah. I was like, you have my
attention. My friend sends me a picture. He goes, they better be paying me because I look just like him. And he fucking does. Big build mustache, fucking same exact outfit. He goes, that is literally me. He
for
goes,
all now the people out there making fun of Fat Thor during Endgame.
I know. This is gigantic Thor.
Like, that's like accurate. Dude, Thor.
That, you already know that fight's going to be brutal as shit, though, with Kratos and him.
Mjolnir, bro. We have to wield Mjolnir. We have to.
Maybe Atreus does, though.
Yeah, because he's Loki. Spoiler alert, whatever. But
it's been out since fucking 2017, 2018.
Wow, bro, I didn't even know that.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just playing with it. I was going to say,
we've been spoiling the shit out of that game so far.
Like, oh, no. We've been talking about this for a while. Yeah.
But, I mean, for me, guys, I've been howling it. Give me another Resistance. I'll keep fucking praising it till they do. Just Insomniac.
I'd like to see another Infamous game. That'd be
That's another one, which, again, you have these other studios. If you don't want them making fucking Days Gone or whatever the fuck, let them take it snap. Like, hey, ask them, hey, we have Twisted Metal, Infamous, Jack and
they
Daxter.
Tried for Days Gone too, but Sony said no.
Yeah, which is insane because it still sold good. It's because of the reviews that, I mean, yeah. that's the only, because the reviews were like 7 out of 10.
But now they kind of know what to do on the second go around.
That's my thing. Like and the way that the game ends, it sets it up very well. Which, do you guys want me to spoil like what the ending is? It kind of ties into one of their older games. Siphon Filter. It ties into Siphon Filter at the end. It hints at it. I don't know if you guys ever played that. It hints to Siphon Filter. Remember that old PlayStation 2 game? That was their game.
Damn.
They hint to that. It's not like, because when you beat the game, if you go and do this like end credit scene thing, you get his pistol. So it hints at like he's in that world. And I was like, I'm like, fuck, I wonder if they would touch into that and play around with that aspect. So I don't know. Maybe it was just an Easter egg, but I just think Bend is a really good studio. I think they make good games. It's just the game just was too slow in the beginning. Like I will never defend the game's beginning, but I will defend the rest of that game. So I want to see more of what PlayStation does. I want to see more exclusives, like more unique things.
Yeah. Like Returnal, like it was really interesting. I just was not about to pay $70 for that.
Yeah. So I feel it. But I guess to kind of wrap this up and tie it up, guys, how are you guys feeling? You guys excited to own a PS5?
Yeah, I mean,
I feel great. Like absolutely. This confirmed my purchase, y'all. I love my purchase anyway. But this was the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. That was needed. The cherry on top of the sundae, fellas. We are getting Spider-Man 2, Wolverine, God of War, KOTOR. First.
Yeah.
Kena Bridge of Spirits, apparently.
Kena Bridge of Spirits.
I mean, Christian, I would love to see you play that game, dude. Please let me know.
I am going to play. I'm excited. I mean, I don't know much about this story. I wish we would have seen a little bit more.
Dude, I do not give one.
I kind of want to wait before I buy. I do want to look at reviews beforehand because I'm not going to just throw money at something I know nothing about. but I mean, it's just for this game specifically, because Ember Labs has been pretty active on Twitter. Just, like we haven't seen too much about it. So I'm hoping I'm hoping we see more. I mean, like this is a timed exclusive anyway. Like it's not a PlayStation exclusive. It's coming to PC on the Epic Game Store. So if you play on PC, if you want to pick it up there, it's $40. I feel like that's a little bit too steep for this, but I feel like,
but you don't know. Maybe the length is worth it, you know.
I don't know. That is true. I mean, like
if you want to play something, just fucking buy it, you know. Like if you have the money to do it, just do it. Like, because think about it, your enjoyment is
Alan Wake, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna do that for the Xbox though. I don't think I'm gonna do it for PlayStation.
Oh, of course I'm doing it for Xbox, like 100%. Like Alan Wake, yes.
It's like, an Xbox game.
I mean, like, that's what I did for Mass Effect. I sold my PS4 for a shit of Mass Effect Legendary Edition and rebought it for Xbox. I'm like, this is home. This is home for Mass Effect. I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, so I guess this is it, guys. That's the best and worst of the PlayStation Showcase 2021. Sony, please do this every year. Please.
And please don't show us no Kindred Spirits, Bridge of Spirits. And what was that other one, that little kitty game they show? What was that?
Volcano High, whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah. Man, leave that at home, y'all. We don't need that part of the showcase.
But, you know, it was a good showcase overall, man. I mean, besides, you take out the KOTOR stuff, God of War, even Spider-Man. I mean, Wolverine kind of surprised everyone. It was a big thing. So
I think that was the biggest surprise.
I just, you know, I come back and forth. It's like, I want to know what's coming up, but I also love when they announce stuff the same year and it's like, it's coming out this year. Those are the best reveals. So definitely this showcase was, I think, in my opinion, to kind of show what's coming out in the next 3 years, pretty much the next 3-4 years.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm excited. I will be honest, though. I think they should have saved Wolverine for the finale. Like, that should have been the ending of the showcase.
I kind of like God of War wrapping it up.
You think so? Think about it. You do like, I don't know, like God of War in the beginning. This is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. And then you get all the way to the end. You're like, what? And they're like, we got one more thing. And you're like, what the fuck is this? I wish they didn't show Insomniac at the beginning, though. Or Marvel. Yeah. I wish it would just have been the blades coming out and then it flashes the Marvel logo and then Insomniac, or it flashes the Insomniac logo and then Marvel's Wolverine. Because then I think it would have been like, oh my fucking God. Because Everyone would have been like, what fucking game is this? You know what I
mean? That is true.
Because
for two seconds, Marvel, I thought it was Insomniac, like a new Sunset Overdrive.
Oh my God, I would have fucking cried.
For 2 seconds I did. I was
Sunset
like,
Sunset Overdrive.
But yeah, for like 2 seconds I thought it was. Yeah. I was like, oh no, never mind.
I would have screamed.
So I don't know. I still want a Mandalorian game. I still want stuff like that. I know those are all rumored. So there's so much exciting things, man. I think it's just a really good time to be a gamer. The next year in 2023 is going to be the best. So, Christian, where do you want to take us off at?
I have an outro. But yeah, again, you know, thank you guys for coming on. Definitely going to be doing this monthly for the podcast version. Hopefully the visual, we're using Zencaster today, so we'll see how well that plays out. but other than that, yeah, we have a lot coming up. You know, for October, we're trying to figure out like more of a theme for the podcast episode for there. For November, I believe it's, oh my God, I forgot what I said. Oh, wait, no. December is Halo and the Game Awards. I forgot what I put down for November. But
November was like
a year in review for Xbox,
PlayStation 5 PlayStation. And Xbox. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's coming up on a year, you guys. It's, it's crazy stuff.
So and besides all those big podcast things, we're gonna have smaller little episodes. I know Leo's talking about maybe doing a vlog. I'm thinking about doing some of those. I am gonna do a Death Stranding video towards the end of the month. I'm gonna try and finally get it out. I have like a script written out. And then, you know, one of the big things I think we've already talked about is, you know, if you're someone who plays a video game and maybe there's a game that we haven't talked about, but it's coming out, like Tales of Arise, I have no fucking interest in playing it. I don't know about you guys, but my friend, JRPG. He's playing it. Maybe I make him write us a script. You know, if you guys want to write a script and send it in and be like, hey, I want to review this game, we can all three talk about it and bring it in. And one of us will make the video and bring it up. We want to provide you guys with the most content, but the best thing about it is we just want to have fun. I mean, that's what this is what this is for. We wanted a place to talk games. Yeah. We wanted a place to talk games and this is the place to do it. And then maybe one day we'll all go to E3 and fuck shit up there. God, can you imagine, dude, all three of us at E3? Fuck.
Oh my gosh. That'd be crazy. Well, if they ever get back.
Right, Cray.
That's the goal, gentlemen. It was last year.
Yeah. Dude, San Diego Comic-Con too. They do video game stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's all connected.
Straight up though, San Diego Comic-Con is just a giant party. You're just drunk half the time, or high, or both.
There you go.
I remember I was talking to security, and this is a very inappropriate story, so tune out if you're under the age of 18. I was talking to security, and I was like, so like, what's your favorite part about doing Comic-Con every year? He goes, you know, it's really funny hearing all these nerds have sex. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? And he goes, oh, dude, if you walk around at night, fucking bush, fucking bench. Stuff. I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's crazy.
So I'll end it on there.
Hey, nerds need love too, I guess. I'll close this out here, but yeah, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Make sure to subscribe on the channel. Leave us a 5-star rating review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you all for listening and make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice and follow us on Twitter at Critics Play Pod so you never miss an episode. This is Leo, Zach, and Christian signing off. You take it easy.